Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you serious?
This is Hard to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Brunzi.
And hello, my name is Nick Bright.
This is the show where we like to talk about things that are going on in the world to do with tech. And Nick, I just want to just... I've got to be honest with you, bro.
What's the matter?
Nick, I just want to do a little speech for the loss of our great friend.
Hey, come on.
Since 2005, you've brought literal tears of joy to millions of people over the world. I hope memories of you echo around your cousins, Reddit, Quora, and Twitter forever and ever. Goodbye, Yahoo Answers. You'll be missed. So, chances are, Nick, ourselves and the listeners will be listening to this after Yahoo Answers has shut down. But what is Yahoo Answers, I hear you say? Well, Wikipedia says Yahoo Answers is this.
Yahoo Answers was a community-driven question and answer website, or knowledge market, owned by Yahoo, where users would ask questions and answer those submitted by others, and upvote them to increase their visibility.
So technically, it's another type of Reddit / Quora kind of jobby site, wherein which, you know, you could go to Yahoo Answers if you definitely wanted anything other than the right answer. Have you ever experienced Yahoo Answers, Nick?
Well, not by accident. Just like, I've been trying to find the answer to some bullshit question, whether it's like, I don't know, I'm trying to fix something around the house or I'm trying to sort something on my laptop and I can't work out how to do it. You would Google something and then it would take you to Yahoo Answers. And sometimes there would be a really useful answer on there. Other times, there would be really shit answers on there.
Did you ever have a useful? I never had a useful one. I've got to be honest, bro. I never found a useful one. Did you ever? You ever found something that was the right answer?
Yeah, like quite often.
Well, it seems like you've had the lucky experience, Nick, because whenever I've been on, I've always found that Yahoo Answers is the best place for trolls. In fact, before we crack on with a bit more about what's going on with its closure, look, I think I've found a few ones that are just... Oh, man. I don't know. Let's just jump into a few of them and see how they go. All right, mate?
Right. Question number one. Can your baby get pregnant if you have sex whilst pregnant? Like, if you are pregnant with a baby girl and you have sex while you are pregnant, can the sperm go up in there and impregnate the baby? I mean, fucking hell. Like, Jesus Christ, that is like so grim for so many reasons anyway. Like, I know people have sex when they're pregnant, but like, yeah. I don't want to think about it. And then it's like, it's just horrible.
It's the dumbest question, right? Answer, the baby can get pregnant only if it's a female. If you suspect that your baby is pregnant, try not to have sex again. You run the risk of your baby's baby getting pregnant and that can lead to complications like an infinite loop.
Yeah, can you imagine?
That's a sci-fi film, isn't it? That is
the infinite loop.
Right. So, and then they'd have like the sequel
9 months later, the infinite loop too.
So anyway, here's another question then. I'll read the question. You can read the answer.
How do I unbake a cake?
What the hell? Like, these people, you've picked some right corkers here. Best answer, you can't. Once the ingredients are mixed up and baked, it's permanent. I mean, did it really need an answer?
The second answer's the best, Nick.
Right, well, the second answer, which wasn't the one that was voted as the best, 33% of the vote voted for the one I just read. 17% voted for this one. Put it back in the oven, set it to the negative of whatever temperature you baked it at, such as negative 325 degrees, and leave it in the same amount of time you baked it for. It has to be exact. If you unbake it too much, the flour may turn into wheat and the eggs will turn into a chicken. Don't ask me how. It's good. It's good.
But if you headed to Yahoo Answers from the 5th of April 2021, you would have seen this message. If you don't mind doing the honours as well for me, please, Nick.
Yahoo Answers has shut down as of May 4th, 2021. Yahoo Answers was once a key part of Yahoo's products and services, but it has declined in popularity over the years as the needs of our members have changed. We decided to shift our resources away from Yahoo Answers to focus on products that better serve our members and deliver on Yahoo's promise of providing premium trusted content. As of May 4th, 2021, you can no longer access the site, but you can still request a download of your Yahoo Answers data until June 30th, 2021.
So I feel like they had a board meeting and they were just like, so let's look at our property. Yahoo Answers, are we still doing this? Are we still doing this, guys? I mean, you know, people just fuck around on here. This is not adding any real value to the internet. So can we just finish that one, please? I feel like that's what's happened finally after 15 years. But anyway,
clearly it's needed based on what we've just read out, you know.
Coming up, we're going to pay homage to Yahoo Answers. We've got some of the best answers, if you want to call them that. You might call them the worst of all time. But first, Nick, a quick discussion on what Yahoo Answers meant to you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I used to use it. I wasn't a member. I wasn't like signed up or anything like that. I never asked a question on there, but like if I was, like I said, trying to work out how to do something, it was mainly computer-based stuff. Like,
all right,
you know, if you're trying to, I don't know, work out, like something's not working on your Mac or whatever, and you're trying to work out how to do it, generally, if you looked on Yahoo Answers or you Googled, it would take you to Yahoo Answers and somebody would be giving their advice.
All right, fair enough. I'm a bit of a YouTube guy for that, you know. YouTube-y guy.
I think lately, obviously, YouTube has definitely taken over. But like, I can remember using Yahoo Answers, maybe not in the last little while.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, fascinating. All right, cool. All right.
What about you? You must have used it at some point in your life, surely.
I'd never like go to it as a first thing, but I would Google something, and I feel like Yahoo Answers would be the first answer, and I always be like, oh, here we go. What have we got now? Like, you know, it'd be like, how do I know whether my electric socket has got like electricity running through it? And then I'd always remember the answer that was like, what you need to do is get your tongue and stick it into the hole in the socket, take the red wire and the blue wire and just put them together a couple of times. And if they've got sparks, then that means there's electricity running through it. I'll be like, why are there answers like this all the time? But after that, I guess I was kind of just like a Googler. And then, now it's YouTube, man. Whenever I need to learn something, and my mate has done his whole mum's kitchen up. Shout out to Huge, using the power of YouTube, literally. Everything, every part of it, he's just done YouTube tutorials. And he's also massively skilled with his hands as well, but he has no proper training. So apart from the stuff that you have to get a proper electrician and gas man in and plumber to do, he's done his whole mum's kitchen
off of YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't trust myself, mate, to do to do something like that. When it comes to any kind of handiwork, though, I'm absolutely shit. So like, I feel like to do that, you have to have a base level of understanding and being decent at DIY. Mine is shocking. So like, I'd be going on YouTube, it would end up being a disaster, mate.
I think I got the skills to do the practical stuff. Like, I get it. This is a positive, this is a negative, this is a ground lead. I could do bits of electric that are safe, but I ain't got the finish, mate. I get bored. Like, if I'm painting something, I couldn't, you know, when you got to paint inside the lines, I couldn't even do that at school. I couldn't do that now. Can't do that with a flipping wall. So yeah, that's where I know I'd struggle with the finish. It's long, but all of the bits that are like logical, like IKEA furniture, I know that doesn't count as DIY. Well, for me it does. I'm good at that because that's just put A part A next to B, drill it together. You're good to go. You're all right with the IKEA stuff as well, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, That's super easy.
So that super, doesn't count as like, DIY. So all these years when I've been calling that DIY, people have been like, what have you been up to this week? And I've been like, just did some DIY.
That's not DIY. DIY is like building shit from scratch with no instructions. You know, like real man shit, you know? Like when back in the day when you used to see blokes underneath their cars, you know, fixing shit or under the bonnet, you know, doing so. That's real man shit right there.
So not if I make a castle in Minecraft, then that doesn't count.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to say no, but the world has changed. The world has changed, mate, because cars are like computers now, innit? You know what I mean? So nobody really fixes their own car anymore because you can't. If you change something, the car will have a fucking... a hissy fit, you know what I mean?
Trust.
Like, back in the day, man, I was talking to my dad about this. Like, back in the day, you used to be able to, like, take huge bits out of your car. You know, you'd go into the bonnet and you'd take out fucking massive bits of metal and all that. You can't do that anymore. Because if you do, if it's not put back, like, even if it is put back properly, the car detects that, like, something's been moved and that's that, mate. You've got to go to the dealership and hook it up to the big master computer, and that's going to cost you about 700,000 trillion quid.
Or one Bitcoin.
Figure. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, to celebrate the closing of Yahoo Answers, Nick, I have provided us with a link to click on, and it has got some of the most epic screenshots of questions and answers. And we're just going to roll through them, Nick, with the audience and share them.
Do you want to go first? Or
Nick's seen the first one and you're going to go first.
All right.
Question. Okay. Have you ever bent over sneezing and blown out a tampon?
Answer. That's our family's version of paintball. Jeez. That is absolutely grim. Grim.
Mental.
Right. Question. How big is the specific ocean?
Answer. Can you be more specific?
Boom, boom, boom. Specific ocean. I hate people that say that mess up Pacific and specific anyway.
Yeah, Nick, so can you be more specific, bruv? And people just like... Blah, 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 blah. Question. What is the phobia of chainsaws called?
Answer. Common sense. It's good. Question. Which is worse, ignorance or apathy?
Answer. I don't know and I don't care. That's a smart one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a smart one. I do. Like, I've got mates.
One thumbs up on that.
That is. I feel I've got mates on the internet that hang around all day with ready for smart answers all day long. All right. Question. How do I poop in the litter box without getting in trouble? I want to poop in the litter box and preferably leave it there for other cats to observe in shock and awe without my mum knowing.
Should just say that the avatar of this person is a cat called Bobo. Answer. I can't believe somebody's answered this. First, you poop on the carpet a few times and get in trouble. Then when you finally poop in the litter box, it will be perceived as an improvement and you won't get in trouble. Like, what makes me laugh about that is Andrew, whose avatar or display pic is, you know, like one of those things at a shooting range. It's like one of those, like, the, you know, like the silhouette of a man at a shooting range. That's his display picture. The fact he's answering a cat or somebody pretending to be a cat. The internet is a weird place.
Now, would you like me to be the cat?
Yes, please.
Don't you just love it?
Honestly.
When do you know what's mad as well is that I've now become so like insular, immune to this, right? When I see these things, I just kind of like go, oh yeah, cool. It's a cat avatar. Yeah, because he's called himself Burbo the Cat. It's desensitized me so much. Like, I think the extreme stuff out there, or what we used to presume was extreme or crazy, is just not crazy anymore, bruv.
People love cats on the internet, don't they? You know, yeah. Like, even to this day, like on a Saturday, if you go on Twitter, every single Saturday in the morning, trending on Twitter is hashtag Cataday. And it's just people uploading pictures of their cats. It trends every single Saturday. And I'm like, how is this content so like timeless in that like people aren't getting bored of it? Just pictures of cats sleeping.
Just 99% of the internet is pussy, isn't it? They do say it's sex. So, you know, you can be surprised. But I don't know. But look, I find cats fun sometimes, but I don't think I could sit there and consume pure cattage all day. But I know we may have a listener or two who loves their cats, so I don't want to be causing drama.
I'm not slewing your cat. I'm not saying your cat's a dick or anything like that. You know, I'm sure you love your cat, but I'm just like, how is it trending every week? It's weird. It's a little bit like, doesn't happen as often, but when there's an election in this country anyway, have you seen like dogs at polling stations?
Yeah.
And it's like basically when people go to vote, because you're not allowed to take the dog in.
Yeah.
They tie them up outside and then like people go mental for it. They take pictures of just dogs sitting outside polling stations. It's so weird.
Crazy. I wonder what dogs think when they all get taken to the polling station as well. They're like, yes, going on a walk, going on a walk. Oh, hang on. We're going past that noisy place where the young kids are.
Yeah, but they like going out, don't they, dogs? You know, like when you say to them, do you want to go out? They go mad. On a side note, before we read the next funny question.
Yeah.
Again, the obsession of dogs. There's an Instagram page. It was on the BBC News website. There's an Instagram page that's been started by a COVID tester in Australia.
Right.
And it's basically like, I think it's called Swab Dogs, I want to say. And it's essentially like when people are going to drive through COVID testing facilities in Australia, like if they've got dogs, the tester or the testers are like, we need to take a picture of your dog so we can put it on this Swab Dogs. It's basically just an Instagram page of dogs in cars whilst their owners are being tested for COVID. Very 2020/2021.
I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. It doesn't do it for me.
I'm just like, it's a dog. Great.
A dog's right, cuter than cats, or cats cuter than dogs, though?
I don't want to get embroiled in that debate. We might lose listeners. I like them both equally. Right, next question. Just ate 52 pizza rolls. Will I die in my sleep? There are 152 calories in two rolls. Will I die? Oh, and I had 2 liters of Coke with it.
Answer. You have a better chance of farting a hole.
Jesus.
You have a better chance of farting a hole through your sheets. and below that, there's a reply from the original asker.
He says, you were right.
Oh, man. All right, cool. All right, so number 7. Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun? I was just thinking, and I thought, how crazy it was that a person walked on the moon and Mars. I was just wondering if you think this person would ever be able to walk on the sun too. I know it's really hot, but I'm thinking if you went in the winter, the sun's like 30 degrees, so I bet they could do it then.
Best answer from Gummy Roach, who simply says, well, if they do, it would have to be at night.
And the asker said, good idea. I didn't think of that. People are so stupid. Why do they never think of that?
Oh my God.
When did we ever walk on Mars?
I don't think we have.
Oh God. In a movie, probably at some point. Right, here's another one. This is good, Nick.
Right, you want me to read the question for this?
Yeah, go on.
What is a person from London called?
From SR. And Ken B says, my neighbour is from London and he is called Rob. Well, I don't know about you, but my neighbour ain't called Rob, so I don't know.
No, disagree mine with that. Aren't either.
Totally disagree with that.
My neighbours downstairs are Rocky and India. Real, that's their names.
Sound Rocky and up. India.
That's their names. Yeah. Also, how do they not know that a person from London is called a Londoner? How on earth do they not know? I know not everybody's from London like you and I, but like, yeah. I know that someone from New York is called a New Yorker.
Yeah, New Yorker. Yeah, I don't know.
Or someone from Paris is Parisian.
Maybe it's because they're probably thinking it could be an American person. Like, what do we call a British person from London? So are they called a Briton? Are they called a Britisher? No, yeah. a Britisharian. No, called a Londoner, a Londarian.
Londarian.
Yeah, should we do a couple of more before we wrap this episode, Nick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Right, you ask the question. Go now. On. It's your one.
Right, this is a misogyny rules. This is asked by a guy called Hater of Haters. If a man says something in a forest and no woman is there to hear him, is he still wrong?
The answer. Of course he's still wrong. Wait, why is he in a forest? Was he too stubborn to ask for directions and got lost?
That's the clapback of all clapbacks. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Oh,
not
man.
Too bad. Not too bad. Number 10 is going to be our last one.
Yeah, should we do? Yeah, we'll do number 10 as our last one. Do you want to do this one? Is this a weird one or is it 1 second?
Right. Okay, last one then, and I've picked out this one. My wife changed her Facebook status from married to widowed. Should I be worried?
Best answer from Harry. She's planning to kill you. Quick, call the cops. Oh, man. You know what? There are other areas in the internet where you can find banner. Twitter's a good one, but nothing's going to be as special as Yahoo Answers. So I just want to say RIP to Yahoo Answers, man. Thank you for all of the flipping bants you've given me over the years. And apparently the good knowledge that you've also delivered to Nick Bright as well. You've answered some of his questions too.
Yeah, trust me.
That's nice.
Everybody out there, I'm sure, even if they don't remember, has probably used Yahoo Answers in some capacity. Definitely. You just haven't paid that much attention when you're on the site.
Mm. Yeah, man. Oh, it's all about learning from the internet as well. Yeah, big up you at Yahoo Answers, man. Yeah, I think that's us for this episode, Nick. So I think, yeah, if we want to find you, where can we find you, mate?
Instagram, just my name, Nick Bright. Simple as that.
Cool. And I'm Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy on all social medias. And we are How to Kill an Hour on all social medias as well. If you fancy a little bit more How to Kill an Hour than you're getting off our weekly free feed, what can you do, Nick?
Well, the best thing to do, and it's exciting, it's new to us, Patreon.
Mm.
We've got a brand new Patreon where you can get ad-free content and bonus podcasts. What you need to do is go to patreon.com/How to Kill an Hour.
That's right. Yeah. Every time we drop an episode here on the free feed, we also drop a Patreon one as well. We dropped one. What did we talk about on the Patreon one recently? It was our first one. That was it.
We spoke about the Pice effect and how and
how got really frustrated
and how mental this guy Pice is.
I've never heard you get so angry at somebody for just chatting shit before. Like, we come across so many people that chat shit. The level of frustration in Nick's...
You know what it is? It's like there's chatting shit. You know, I know loads of people that chat shit. I work in media, mate. So, you know, I see it every day. But this guy's chatting shit about UFOs and blah, 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 and I just can't take it.
Well, if you want to hear more about that, the Pice effect and some mad inventions that could be real. Make sure you check that out on the Patreon. Anyway, in the meantime, thank you for killing some time with us. Stay blessed.
Nice one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.